assignment this afternoon is John the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Jesus is talking to his apostles here. And I appreciate Paul this morning because Paul preached on this and talked on this to a point, and he hit it exactly as it should have been. Jesus is talking to his apostles, and he's trying to confirm to these men what was going on. It says, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." I'm glad Paul talked on it this morning because he was able to talk as Jesus meant, because he had a specific purpose here. But when I saw this and saw this assignment and began to think about it myself, I took a more practical approach to it, because I took the thought of, why do we pray in the name of Jesus? Now, I know that when Jesus gave this commandment to the apostles, he was speaking to them and had specific things that he wanted them to understand. But in the same thought, he was also speaking to us. So, I'm taking the practical approach to this. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit this afternoon as to why we, in 2021, are to use the "in Jesus' name" when we pray. It's always bothered me when I hear somebody pray, and at the end of the prayer I hear no "in Jesus' name," and the name of Jesus is never mentioned. It's unnatural to hear a prayer like this. In fact, to me, when a prayer does not end with "in Jesus' name, amen," it's something that is odd. It's foreign. It's also been biblical. And it lacks the authority of a prayer that is given in the name of Jesus Christ. It just doesn't sound right when people do not pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus told us to pray in his name. He told the apostles, and he also has told us the same thing. So in my mind, when someone issues a prayer and does not end it in the name of Jesus, this is not a prayer at all. And this prayer gets no further than the ceiling, because God is not going to hear a prayer, according to my understanding, unless the prayer is made in the name of Jesus. We recognize this holy phrase when it is put on the end, because this is what sanctifies our prayer. It is what blesses our prayer. And it is what makes God hear the prayer, because the prayer comes to him in the name of Jesus. And of course, John 14 is a perfect right. It's a perfect verse. "Whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son." But this verse is so misunderstood. And this verse is so misinterpreted. And this verse is so misused. And it's been misused, I suppose, since probably 30 minutes after Jesus told them to pray in his name. We see these prosperity preachers on television that says that God wants you all to be rich. He wants everybody to be famous. He wants everybody to have all sorts of money. So in the name of Jesus, I declare that you will be rich and famous. There's always a hook to that, though, because there's a portion of this that needs to go to the preacher that makes the proclamation. This is a misuse of what Jesus was saying to the apostles. We've got these fake healers, that lay their hand on someone's head and said, "In the name of Jesus, I am telling your sickness to go away, that you will be healed." This, again, is a misuse of what Jesus has told. But false teachers had misused what Jesus has told us and told the apostles here in John, to the point that it becomes contemptible in what they're doing. The book of James 4:3 said, "You ask and you do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it upon your passions." There is a right way to pray in the name of Jesus. There is a wrong way to pray in the name of Jesus. And when we think that when we believe that we can invoke the name of Jesus in a prayer simply to fulfill our own passions, as James has warned, it cheapens prayer. It is an abuse of the grace of God, and I believe it is contemptible in the eyes of God. Praying in the name of Jesus is far deeper than this cheap version which men have used to corrupt it. So, what does it mean when the Bible tells us to pray in the name of Jesus. Praying in the main name of Jesus is more about positioning the heart to be in the right mood and the right mode and asking for the right things when we pray. Praying in the name of Jesus means that we are conscious of primary truths when we bring our request to God. When we pray in the name of Jesus, it shows that we acknowledge the divinity and the priesthood of Jesus. It shows that we believe that He is willing and able to intercede on our behalf with God the Father, realizing that what He did when He died upon this cross gave us this avenue to prayer, this avenue to God where we could approach God, and that we believe Him and we obey Him and we realize His unique position in the Godhead. And I think this is a very important teaching. And I think when we're told to pray in the name of Jesus, it not only means that we are to use the name of Jesus when we pray, but we're also to get it right in our heart so that we pray the right way. This is very important teaching, and this is what we're going to get into tonight. Why do we, in 2021, pray in the name of Jesus? The divinity of Christ has been something that has been pondered by unbelievers for centuries. The scriptures are very clear when it speaks about the divinity of Christ, when it speaks about the position that Jesus has in the Godhead, when it speaks about the idea that He is God in the flesh, that He is the incarnation of God the Son, and the person of Jesus in the Godhead is something that is very important in the Christian faith. We have the Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. John 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is Jesus Himself." In Colossians 2 and 9, it says, "For in Him, speaking of Christ, dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily." In John, the 8th chapter, in verse 58, Jesus even claims the proper name that God uses to identify Himself in the Old Testament, where God says He is defined as "I am." Jesus, in John 8 and 58, said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Using this phrase that God has used to identify Himself. Jesus is one-third of the Godhead. He is God. He is a spiritual being, and He and God and the Spirit, God the Father, make up this Godhead. So when we see people pondering about the divinity of Jesus Christ and doubting the divinity of Jesus Christ and doubting that Christ is a spiritual being, then of course they're going against the teachings of the Bible, because the Bible very clearly describes Christ as a spiritual being and part of the Godhead. But the spiritual part of Jesus is not the part that we should be. That is not the part that is especially important to us. Because to us, the humanity part, the man of Jesus the man, is what is important to us, because it is Jesus the man that made our salvation possible. His humanity is essential when we study all questions, but it is very special today when we discuss the name of why we use the name of Jesus in our prayer. We believe in Jesus as deity, but it is also extremely important to us today to understand the human side of Christ, because that's the side of Christ that gave us salvation. The Bible tells us that Christ, in human form, was both a prophet and a priest. Jesus filled both of these roles, a prophet and a priest. And although they're alike, in some ways, they're also very different in the two roles. A prophet can be defined as someone that is responsible for bringing God's message to the people. So when a prophet went out, was sent by God, this prophet was sent to a specific group to bring a message from God to this group of people. And there's many prophets been recorded in the Old Testament scripture. Moses was a prophet because God talked to him and He said, "I want you to go. I want you to go to the Pharaoh in Egypt, and I want you to tell him, let my people go. That's the message I want you to give, that he wants his Jews to be released. Moses was a prophet to the Jews. Jonah was sent out by God to issue the message of judgment to the Ninevites. This is what God said. You go to the Ninevites and tell them that they are in danger of judgment. Jeremiah had a message of surrender they took to King Zedekiah. Isaiah spent his time as a prophet speaking to the ancient Israelites concerning the Messiah and prophesying about Jesus as the Messiah. John the Baptist was a prophet, and he was sent into the world to preach the message of repentance and baptism to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. And Christ was a prophet. In fact, he was a prophet of all prophets. Christ was a prophet because he brought the message of salvation from God, from our sins, to humanity. He was the one Moses spoke of in Deuteronomy 18 and 15 when he said, the Lord your God will raise up a prophet like me. Now, what Moses didn't understand was the prophet would be far greater even than he, but he understood the importance of Christ Jesus. He was also a priest. Now, a priest is one that is responsible to bringing the people's petitions to God. A prophet takes God's statements to the people. A priest takes the people's petitions and desires and wants to God. Jesus is referred to in the Bible as our high priest, and there is a very good reason that he is given that exalted name. Now, in the Old Testament, we learn all about the priesthood. The priests were to be chosen from the tribe of Levi, and they were to produce a priesthood in Israel. And these were people that would stand between the people and God and take the petitions of the people to God. The book of Leviticus is written as instructions for the priesthood. Very complicated, very complex, and a very serious book. Moses, in fact, was also a priest and a prophet, because he not only took God's message to the people as a prophet, but he stood between God and man, and he took the petitions of the Israelites to God. He was a go-between. He was an intercessor between. Jesus also was a priest. Jesus was a prophet because he brought God's message to man, but he was also a priest because he intercedes with people to God. Dual roles in the humanity of Jesus Christ, which is why it is so very important what Jesus did. And the human part of Jesus is the sacrifice that was made that made it possible for us to have salvation. Since the days of Adam in the garden before they sinned, man has never been able to approach God on his own. There was a separation between man and God, and this separation was caused by sin. Man could not go to God. He could not converse with God. He could not take his petitions to God because of the separation between man and God because of sin. That's why the priests were important. And these priests could take, after a real complex cleansing, they could take the petitions of man and take it to God. The presence of God was so great that one that was considered unclean would die in the very presence of God. There is an illustration that has been used down through the centuries referred to as a rope around the leg. Don't know that this is biblical, but it is a custom, and it very well could have been something that was used. They said that when the priest would enter into the holiest of holy, into the veil, and this would happen one time a year when he was able to go in the very presence of God, that they would tie a rope to the leg of this priest. And if that priest got in there and died, they'd have a way to get him out, because there was no other way to get him out. You didn't go into the presence of God. So they'd tie a rope around his leg so that they could pull him out. I don't know that this is what happened. It's very possible that they did, because it's a very common sense thing. I do know, though, and this is told to us in Exodus 28, 34, and 35, it said upon the hem of Aaron, there was a golden veil and pomegranates, so that when he ministered, the sound that he made in this holiest of holies could be heard, so that people knew he was in there moving around and that he was still alive. Christ, in his humanity, is our high priest. Hebrews 3 and 1 says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, considering the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. Jesus is able to take our petitions to God. He is called a priest because he stands between us and God. In the book of Hebrews, the 13 chapters of Hebrews, Christ is referred to as the high priest over 15 times. Jesus is our high priest because he is able to do for us what is completely impossible for us to do for ourselves, because he is able to go to God for us. Under the perfect personality of God, Christ is unable to intercede for us in his spiritual form. That's why it was important that Jesus come to the earth as a human, because only a human would be able to live the law that God had given and would be able to live it perfectly so that it could be justified. That's why the Bible stresses the man Christ Jesus, speaking of the humanity of Jesus. It is through the humanity of Jesus that Christ is able to speak on our behalf. It's not the spiritual Jesus, it is the human Jesus. Hebrews 4:15 said, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And this is the importance of the humanity of Jesus. Jesus was a man just as we are. He was tempted by the same temptations. He was suffered pain. He suffered hunger. He suffered thirst. He suffered as all men do. But Jesus was able to suffer and to do this in a way that he did not sin. And because he did not sin and was able to justify this perfect law of God, then he's able to sympathize with us on our feelings. God is all-knowing, he's all-powerful, and he's everywhere, but God is a spirit. Jesus is a spirit, but Jesus is also a man, and he's lived with the temptations that man has done. Christ, who has felt our human frailties, now is able to intercede for us when we fall, because he lived the temptations, but he did not fall to them. He was sinless. Truly worthy of the name, the high priesthood, because he justified the impossible standards that God had established, and only God himself in human form would be able to justify these impossible standards. We see the perfection of Christ's priesthood. The Old Testament priest had to offer sacrifices first for their own sins. They had to cleanse himself. Then they had to do sacrifices for the people. They had to go through this complex situation before they could go into the temple. But Christ became our sacrifice because he was totally without sin. And Jesus' priesthood is eternal. Jesus continues forever an unchangeable priesthood, according to Hebrews 7 and 24. Jesus Christ, then, is our prophet. Jesus Christ is our priest. Jesus Christ lives eternally in the glorified state as the man, Son of God, as the Son of Man. He is eternal and he is unchanging. That means we don't need an earthly priest anymore. We can go to God without having to go through any human being. We don't have to wait for a priest when we go to God, because we have Christ that tore this veil apart from the holiest of holies, and it allows us to go into the presence of God without a man. We don't need an earthly priest anymore because we have an eternal priest, Jesus Christ. Let's wrap it up now. Let's conclude it. Because I think that this will probably answer our question tonight in our study. Why do we have to, when we pray, why do we have to include the name of Jesus when we pray to God? And it's very simple. The Bible tells us because Jesus is our high priest, because Jesus is the prophet, because Jesus is the one that stands between us and God, because Jesus is the pathway to God, Jesus is the only pathway to God, there is no other path to God. It is through Jesus and through Jesus only that our prayers can be taken to God and to be heard by God. In the 14th chapter of John, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus says, I'm the only way to God. I am the only way that you can have access to the supreme creator. In Romans 8 and 34, the question is asked, who is he that condemns? It is Christ, who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. So the simple answer to this question, why do we pray in the name of Jesus? If you want your prayer to be heard by God, you've got to go through Jesus the Son. The only way to God the Father is through Jesus the Son. He is our mediator. He is our priest. He is our prophet. He is our friend. He is the one that stands between us and God. There is not but one way that man can talk to God and communicate with God, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. And that is why, when we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.